Well, fantastic as we get closer and closer to the Australian Open starting on Monday to chat to a couple of the main contenders. Another one on the women's side of things is Petra Kvitova, who enjoyed a good year last year, surging back up the rankings, and she joins us this morning on RSN 927. Petra, good morning and welcome to the show.
Yeah, it was a great year for me last year, so I'm happy for everything I did.
Are you happy to be back in Australia? It must be a good time of year to come out to, first of all, Sydney and see the sights and then head down to Melbourne on Monday. How do you feel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been in Brisbane last week and now I'm in Sydney and I'm looking forward to be back in Melbourne. Of course, Australia, it's one of the favorite places. I always love to come back. So for me, it's just beautiful to be in the beautiful city, beautiful weather, great people around here. So hope I can ask for more.
We're a little bit biased here, and of course there's always a bit of competition between Melbourne and Sydney, but I don't think the weather's been too good at the start of the Sydney tournament, but hopefully it's better in Melbourne. Hopefully it's better in Melbourne next week. I'm not sure if you've looked at the forecast yet, but 38 degrees it's forecast on day one of competition at Melbourne Park, so it could be a bit of an adjustment for you.
Yeah, I played today in my first round, and it was a kind of heat as well. When we left the side, it was 39 degrees. So, it is how it is. But it's same for like everyone, right? So we are trying just to, be cool and try to do everything what we can for the special moment to be on the court. Then
this is your 13th off season as a professional. Do they get harder or easier as you get older?
I think it's getting harder because when you are older and you do have the experience, you are just probably thinking a little bit more. When I was young, I was kind of fearless and I didn't really care about nothing. I just went there and tried to play my game and I won or lose and what is it like this? And now, of course, when I see the young players, it's something so similar when I was young. So I know how everything is and I'm just trying to use the experiences.
Do you enjoy playing the lead-up matches before the big tournament?
Yeah, it's always tough, in the beginning of the season, you don't have a matches under your belt, so that's why I like to play some tournaments before to get used to the match prep and be ready for Melbourne. But sometimes it's taking so much energy from you as well, but sometimes you just need those experiences and kind of confidence from the matches. So it's always tough to find a balance between everything, but I'm trying.
How do you feel this year heading into the Australian Open?
Definitely I'm happy to be back there and play. Doesn't matter how the result is, but just being there will be great for me again. Enjoying time every time I'm there. And we'll see how everything will go, but hopefully I will stay healthy and I will do my best.
Working your way back into the top 10 last year, was there a sense that everything was starting to click again at any stage of the year, or was it sort of development throughout the entirety of the year that helped you get that ranking back up?
Well, I think it wasn't just one turning point. I think I had a great off-season last year, and I just couldn't show it in Australia. I was sick, so it was difficult for me to play from the first tournament, like, great. But then I took a wild card to the St. Petersburg when I won the tournament. And I think maybe there was a little bit of turning point for me to build the confidence and that helped me for the rest of the season.
What are you expecting from Melbourne Park in terms of conditions? Is it a fun tournament to play in terms of the courts and the way they play? They're probably not quite as fast as they used to be a little while ago, but they've still got that pace about them, which is obviously attractive to your game style as well.
I'm more ready for that. It doesn't really matter how the conditions are. I like fast surface anyway, so it's like this, but I'm just, sometimes, we change the balls as well, so it will be kind of different from that point. But I'm actually preferring the faster first, so we'll see.
Petra, all the best for the rest of the Sydney tournament, and we can't wait to see you back here at Melbourne Park. Looking forward to seeing you in Melbourne, and hopefully it's not too hot on day one. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Petra Kvitova joining us there. She takes on Angelique Kerber tonight, so awesome that she can join us on match day up there at the Sydney International.